This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Summertime fishing, as well as, to a lesser degree, squirrel hunting are the two major topics going on in the outdoor field right now. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors Program. Well, if you're a squirrel hunter, you know the season's open. It's still a bit warm, but you can go out and do some squirrel hunting legally. The summer fishing has been superb at local lakes, as well as the big three reservoirs, and we've got lots of good fishing to report. We're going to take a look at, a little more in-depth look at our fishing at each of Illinois three large core lakes a little later in the program. But right now, it's now time to apply for permits to participate in one of our state's most popular upland game hunting programs. The controlled pheasant hunting opportunities are available now at the Illinois Department of Natural Resources sites this fall. Hunting dates for the 2014 and 15 season and the permit reservation system are now available online. Now, 16 of the sites are operated by the DNR, while four other sites are operated in a public-private partnership arrangement between the IDNR and concessionaire T. Miller, Inc. Each year, thousands of hunters enjoy the opportunity to experience pheasant hunting throughout the state's controlled pheasant hunting program. In addition, the program also provides youth hunters with an ideal opportunity to have a successful hunting experience. Now, the online permit reservation system for 15 DNR-operated sites opened Monday. It's now open, and additionally, permit information, season dates, and other information are also available. The controlled pheasant hunters will also find detailed information and permit reservations already available now for the four sites managed by T. Miller Incorporated. Hunters will just merely need to review the application instructions and season information available online prior to submitting their application. Now, on the 15 IDNR-operated sites, the daily permit fee for the controlled hunting program is $30 for resident hunters and $35 for non-resident hunters. The daily permit fee applies to each hunter. Hunters will be required to pay for their reservations in advance over a secured internet system using a variety of credit cards. The credit card account will be billed when the hunters submit an application. There is a transaction fee of $2.50, which is assessed for each application, except for applications submitted for the Illinois Youth Pheasant Hunt. The public-private partnership controlled hunting areas are Chain of Lake State Park in Lake County, Silver Spring State Park in Kendall County, Ramsey Lake State Park in Fayette County, and Horseshoe Lake State Park in Madison County. Information about the controlled pheasant hunting at these four sites can be found on the concessionaire's website, which is www.tmillerinc.com. That's www.tmillerinc.com, or you can look on the IDNR website for a link. Of the 16 sites operated by the DNR, six only provide the Illinois youth hunting pheasant hunt opportunity for young hunters between the ages of 10 and 15. Those six sites are Pierre Marquette State Park in Jersey County, Sangres Lake State Park in Christian and Sangamon Counties, Clinton Lake State Recreation in DeWitt County, Edward Madigan State Park and Wildlife Area in Logan County, Mackinac River State Fish and Wildlife Area in Tazewell County, and the World Shooting and Recreational Complex in Randolph County. Nine sites also provide lengthy hunting seasons for hunters, as well as special hunting days for young hunters. Among those nine sites are Eldon Hazlett State Park in Clinton County, Wayne Fitzgerald State Area in Jefferson and Franklin County, and Jim Edgar Panther Creek State Fish and Wildlife Area in Cass County. Now, special vehicles are available for hunters with disabilities at Eldon Hazlett, Des Plaines, and Moraine View. The online permit reservations for the first lottery on the IDNR-operated sites are now being accepted through August 4th, beginning August 4th through 1 p.m. and through August 11th. Two additional one-week lottery periods are scheduled thereafter. So that's August 4th through August 11th for the first reservation period. We've got some great fishing in Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. It's a summer trend now, so it's a lot of white bass and a lot of catfish, but there's other species to be had as well. At Lake Shelbyville right now, guide Steve Welch reports that the lake is about 4 feet over summer pool. Though they did have some pretty good rains, it didn't get dirty, and the fishing remains fairly good. Water temperatures are running about 77 to 80 degrees, and it's still very clear on the south with a little bit of stain on the north. He says the fishing in the north end is slowed, but you can still get some nice fish. He's been working the mid-lake to the south end just because you can catch far more fish in the deeper water. He's been concentrating on the crappie that are just on fire. This has been quite a summer for crappie fishermen at Lake Shelbyville. He's seen some really nice fish coming in the couple weeks, last couple of weeks. The numbers of fish you catch in a day are tremendous as well. They're concentrating on the channel banks, mid-lake to the south end, and using brush piles, the ends of down trees, and standing trees. He says they need to have some pretty good branches down about 13 to 18 feet, depending on which end of the lake you're using. And the south end is much deeper and clearer, so they're fishing a bit deeper. They're still using a special slip bobber rig with a 20-pound braid and a lighter leader so they can get into the deep, thick brush and get their rigs back. They're tipping it with a lively minnow. They're carrying a lot of minnows for several angles. It takes a bunch of them a day. They have a special system in the boats that keeps the minnows alive, so therefore, if you don't have something like that, you may want to re-up and get more minnows later in the day. You can also catch white bass. The white bass bite has been good, though crappie anglers are getting most of the attention right now. Anglers are catching lots of white bass at Lake Shelbyville. And the catfish bite, it too is good. Anglers are catching good numbers of catfish on live and commercial catfish baits pretty well all over the lake. The bass bite has been a morning affair, a bit in the evening, but mostly in the morning. So they're catching some bass, but not as many as normal. At Lake Carlisle now, we've got lots of catfish coming in from the lake as well as the tailwaters. In the lake right now, the catfish are quite active. They're being taken on trot lines, baited with leeches and night crawlers. Boat anglers have been drift fishing with bait shrimp, and pull and line anglers are also having success using a variety of commercial baits. The crappie bite, it's fair now. It's not as good as it was. It would be considered good in many lakes, but for Carlisle anglers, I'd say it's fair. They're fishing them a bit deeper, 6 to 8 feet deep in the structure, and they're back in the brushes and stumps. The white bass, good to very good. They're fishing the humps and flats with cranks and slab spoons, coupled with curly tails. A lot of white bass being caught now. There seem to be in large schools of the similar size. You might get into a school of smaller fish. Go down the bank a little further, you get into a school of larger fish. The sauger bite, some nice sauger are being caught while trolling for whites on the lake, but that number has diminished some in the recent week. In the tailwater, however, some very good catfish action is reported here as well. They're being caught on night crawlers and cheese baits, and they're still seeing some nice flatheads. The crappie bite is fair in the tailwaters. They're still seeing some occasionally nice crappie coming from the spillway on minnows and tube jigs. And the sauger bite, it's slowed a bit, but still very active from the boat or bank. Boaters are using a lot of crankbaits while bank fishermen are doing fine with curly tails coupled with maybe a large minnow. And some very good white bass action reported in tailwaters at times. They're still active with inline spinners coupled with a curly tail or tube jig producing most of these fish. At Wren Lake in the state's southern reaches, more good fishing reported. Largemouth bass are now rated good on plastic worms, black and blue jigs, minnows, and spinner baits. They're fishing in the shallow bays near the brush cover and bushes. They're also fishing around the bridges and around the rocks. Reports of fish are coming from the Jackie Branch, a Sandusky Branch, and below the dam. And the crappie bite, excellent. This lake produces crappie year-round, I think. Jigs are working well. Quarter-ounce pink and white tube jigs. Small to medium minnows as well as mealworms are producing some of these fish. They're fishing the main lake drop-offs. The Gun Creek area has been a hot spot. From the shore, fish near the structures, the hot spots for shoreline fishermen have been the Jackie Branch, Sandusky, Sailboat Harbor, the Markham Coves, and Ina Boat Ramps. And the bluegill bite, still good. Crickets, redworms, max waxworms, mealworms, even small jigs fished in the backs of the necks in the shallow banks, all along the rocks, all producing. They're trying to catch most of these fish shallow with crickets, worms, and small jigs. And the channel catfish, like all the lakes, is rated excellent. All types of commercial baits working well, as well as night crawlers and large minnows. The Waltonville Dam has been a hot spot, as well as the Turnip Patch, the Jackie Branch, and the North Sandusky Day Use areas. Try setting the line about 3 to 4 feet from the shore over the rocks and fish with leeches and moving water. Or you can drift fish to flats, all producing. And the white bass rated fair. There's not a lot of white bass in Wren Lake compared to Shelbyville and Carlisle, but there's still good numbers, and they're catching fair numbers of these fish on jigs and curly tail grubs and inline spinners. They're fishing the shallow bays near brushy cover and bushes. They're also fishing along the rocks and drop-offs, and reports of fish are coming in also along the 154 bridges. So lots of stuff going on at our three big Corps of Engineer reservoirs. We also still have plenty of hunting action. The squirrel hunt is just now getting started. It's a little bit warm for for many hunters, but that is another option if you're interested in squirrel hunting. And the dove hunt starts September 1st, so lots of things on the outdoor scene. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.